I ask you to join me in thanking Albert Goldbarth for joining us today to read two poems, The Voyage and Days with the Family Realist.
Hi, thanks. And it seems to me that in return for my honorary membership in the chapter, I would like to rise to the occasion now and make everybody officially, under the roof of Sanders Hall today, an honorary poet. Don't fail me. I'm going to read two poems, and I've tried to make a meaningful unit out of them. So let me explain just a little bit ahead of time. I knew I was going to be reading for a group of, well, smart people. And so I wanted to read a poem that had a kind of smart person hero as a protagonist. And I've written bunches of poems like that in which Einstein or Madame Curie or Galileo serves as a protagonist of the poem. And I also wanted, since this is a special moment in your lives, to be able to read a poem that had a kind of optimism to it and a kind of sense of moving forward into the future with vim and enthusiasm and vigor. Not goopily, as in that lousy Martina McBride song about just dance or a Hallmark card, but that was the spirit nonetheless, a kind of intellectual, heroic figure and a sense of optimistic enthusiasm. I tried writing something new and finally couldn't come up with something any better than a poem I have written already and that was once published in which Darwin serves as a role model figure, and that's the poem The Voyage, in which the voyage most immediately referred to is his famous voyage on the Beagle. But the term also, you'll see as the poem goes along, comes to stand for the kind of voyage through life we all make, and even a single night's difficult voyage over difficult thinking and difficult emotions. I was reading just yesterday, actually, in a magazine, Michelle Pfeiffer was interviewed about her earliest pre-acting days when she was the member of a cult for a little while, and she talked about the perils of being too smart. And she said, I'll quote her now, "People who are always questioning and thinking, that kind of personality can sometimes lead to hopelessness." I'd like you to be aware of that as you go on into your lives. And so I hope my poem, The Voyage, has a kind of enthusiasm and optimism that counters that view of the life of the mind and deep thoughtfulness. And then I wrote another poem, a brief one, that I'll read afterwards to append to the poem, The Voyage, that I think of as a very different kind of poem. Its protagonist is not a famous intellectual hero, but an everyday, almost negligible person, and that poem is filled not with enthusiasm, but a kind of tempering realism. So I hope the two fit together well. Let me read the first one now, The Voyage. It has an epigraph from another intellectual hero of mine, Bruce Springsteen, and the epigraph is, "At night, I wake up with my sheets soaking wet." The banditos